This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
When you keep voting party line, this is what happens to you.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own.
You have subways that are falling apart. You have cops that are being accosted in the street because of that socialist you elected as your mayor.
You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders.
When are you New Yorkers going to start holding those people responsible for what they do?
Not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity.
Well, kinda.
Joe Messina. You're listening to Joe Messina Show. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Appreciate the time you spend with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and just being part of the conversation. I always appreciate, especially people in the chat room, because, I don't know, sometimes you pick up stuff that we don't pick up or that I don't pick up. Very intelligent people there. I can always tell when I'm boring them to death because they start talking about recipes and such. But that's good. Keeps me on my toes. Anyhow, let me talk about being on your toes, because she was a dancer, right? Sonya Smith joins me. She does every week to be my co-host. And you was a dancer, right?
I was a dancer, and I raised two dancers, performers. But and speaking of performers, we just, before the break, we were talking about Lizzo, and why doesn't she emphasize the fact that she's a possibly classically trained flautist, and she could dress differently. And, well, it's easy. That's not her audience. How many black people do you think Lizzo is going to attract and make money off of if she's a classically trained flautist in a formal at the Carnegie Hall? It's just not, you know.
Yeah, but why not? Okay. I kind of hear you, but why not take that gift and draw in people of all walks of life? I'll put it that way.
See, that's what I would think she would do. I mean, there's been other people who I've seen other people do that with different instruments and different, you know. I don't know that I've seen. Well, maybe the God, what are the black jazz guys? I forget. There were two brothers that were classically jazz trained. That's going to drive me nuts, and I'm going to wake up in the middle of the night and think of their names. But they were able to make a pretty big, but that's another genre, and those are guys. I don't know of any women who've been able to, you know, Condoleezza Rice is a classically trained pianist, but that's not going to get you big ups in the black community. Gosh, what are the black guys' names?
You know, I guess I would just love to know. Again, you've got that talent, you know, and whether it's that or you know, acting, what have you. And, well, you know, was it different in acting? Because black actresses aren't just trying to appeal to the black community, are they?
Oh, now you're going to get me on a whole different subject. And I want to jump back on Lizzo first.
Yeah.
She seems to me, and I don't see her acts. I don't know anything about Lizzo other than the photographs that I've seen. She seems like a performer who knows her audience. It's the same as Cher. Cher was not a singer. I'm sorry. You can't convince me of that. Okay? She was not a singer, but she knew who her audience was. She knew who she could dress for. She was huge in the gay community. They loved her, and that's where she made her dollars. So Lizzo, I think, is the same. She's the body positive person who dresses a certain way, who acts a certain way, and she knows where her bread is buttered. So for me to go as a 60-some-year-old woman, go, gosh, she should play a flute and wear a formal is stupid. She's not going to make any money doing it.
I just, you know, again, I only say that because it's kind of like I look at the whole realm of things to try to figure out, you know, if you've got this talent, I don't care what the talent is, whether it's playing the piano, the flute, or acting, or whatever, composing, whatever it is. Are you strictly composing for your people? Are you, you know, do Italian composers, Italian singers?
No, she's composing to her audience, and that's why I use the comparison of Cher.
Okay.
Cher's audience was gay. Donna Summer's audience, she wasn't going for the black audience. She was about disco and gay people. She knew where her bread was buttered, and that's where she went. I think it's the same thing with Lizzo. When you've got this whole generation of body positive and gay people and all this stuff, that's where her bread is buttered. And she's got a lot of bread to be buttered.
Thank you for that. No, I won't get that out of my head for a while.
So,
thank you
so much. For us old people to sit here and go, oh my gosh, she's a flautist and she could, you know, no, okay, so, and who's going to go to her audience? Who's going to go to her shows? I get it, you got to make a living. And she's a performer, so she does what she does, just like Cher. Cher was a performer. She wore beautiful clothes, Bob Mackie dresses. She was an amazingly beautiful woman. You know, that was her thing, and that resonated with the audience that she drew. So you got to do what you do. Same way with actors, I think. They know who their audience is, and it's a brand. It's a brand.
I'm more trying to understand than anything else, because I look at people like, I don't know, Aretha Franklin.
That was a different day, baby.
I like that.
Fifty years ago.
Are you saying I'm old? Is that what are you incinerating that I'm old?
You're not going by the same standards. To nowadays, every kid with a phone and who is trying to be an influencer understands what a brand is.
Wow.
You have a brand.
You're making me feel really old here. I'm going to have to go get me a drink or something.
Didn't need a brand. She could sing.
All right, hold on. Hang tight. Put it on pause. Be back in a minute. Don't go far. A lot more coming up with Joe and Sonia when we return.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers. Customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
That's right, my friend. My friend, my friend. We will fight together. I promise.
Well, I'll fight. I don't know about the rest of you. I think it's just in my blood. I don't know. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Send me an email, joe@joemessina.com. joe@joemessina.com. And always, hey, you know, somebody's talking in the chat room about the earthquake in New York City today, before we get back to what we're talking about. And I was thinking, you know, you see those ads all the time. Yeah, we have snow, and yeah, we have rain, but we don't have earthquakes. They'll have to pull that ad down now, won't they?
And take that down. They've had them before. This isn't their first rodeo.
No, but 4.8, come on, give me a break. I mean, that's like,
gosh, right? I know. We do that walking down the street.
That's like a truck going down the street that's overloaded. I mean, that's what that feels like.
But then again, when we get severe rains out here, it shuts down. So
yeah, okay, I got that part, but seriously.
All relative, but
little shake, rattle, and roll never hurt anybody.
What's scary to me, I would not want to be in an earthquake in a town that's not used to them, only because their infrastructure, their buildings and stuff are just not ready. Well,
not set for it. Yeah, you're right. Good point.
Yeah. So even in Taiwan, and I don't mean to be superficial about this, but they had a 7-pointer that lasted for a few seconds in Taiwan last week. And yeah, it was pretty bad. It was pretty major. And you see pictures of buildings that are just tilted over, and there were deaths involved and all that.
Yeah.
But they're not, they don't have the infrastructure. I was in an earthquake out here in Los Angeles. I was working in Westwood Village. And this is one of the things my daughter reminded me of. It's like, but we're prepared for it out here. So I was working in Westwood Village in a high rise, and we had a major, major earthquake. And I'm on like the 16th floor, 20th floor, I'm not sure what it was. And I'm looking out of the window, and I'm watching these buildings kind of sway back and forth. And I was like, oh gosh, this is what they mean by these buildings are on rollers. And of course, there was no tragedy, and it wasn't fun. No. But the fact of the matter is we're prepared for it. But when you're in New York City in one of those buildings that I adore, you know, I'm walking down the street in New York, like Mary Tyler Moore throwing my hat up in the sky. Oh my God! This is so gorgeous.
And you just made fun of me for the old stuff that I love.
No, I know, man. When you go to New York, everybody's going, "Don't look people in the eye. Don't act like a tourist." Don't. I'm like, no. When I see these, I'm an architectural groupie, and when I see these old buildings, I'm just in love. You have no idea. I am in love. So I can't imagine these old behind buildings going through
an earthquake. Just shake, rattle, and rolling all over the place. Yeah.
Even in a 4-point something, I don't know if they had any casualties or what happened. I imagine it would be really scary for them because they're not used to it and they're in these old buildings.
Oh, yeah, they got some pretty tall buildings there, too, old buildings that aren't set for this, to your point.
They're not prepared for it. I don't know. Who knows? Are they going to get more of them?
They had an aftershock of 2.0, which, again, for us is nothing more than a truck going by that's overloaded, right?
Exactly, yeah.
So I got one for you. I don't know if you were following this, but you remember Ashley Biden's diary popped up?
Yeah, getting showers with Daddy.
Oh, I was... I was just having my dinner settle on my belly. Thanks so much for that. So,
good data.
And they kept saying this, that the diary wasn't real. It's just a hoax. It was a right wing conspiracy. You know, the norm. They went through everything, right? So last week or 2 weeks ago, the DOJ has asked for jail. Ready for this one? They want prison time for the two women who stole Ashley Biden's diary.
Oh.
So are they now admitting that the diary is real?
Wow.
I mean, remember, you and I always joke that they're so self-unaware. They don't realize what they're doing, or maybe they're too dull to know what they're doing. But when you sit there like this, and now you're saying, okay, we need to jail the people who stole her diary. I'm sorry. Now you're admitting, just like with the Russian dossier, you're admitting that... this thing is real, and what's in it is real.
To be honest, if they had said nothing, it would have gone away.
I'm with you.
Yeah.
It was about, I mean, it had already died. I had talked about this weeks ago, months ago, actually, and said, this is disgusting, and nobody's talking about it. And it did, according to you. Yeah, I mean, like you said, it was kind of going away.
Yeah, I haven't heard about it in a long time, other than this. Saying, and what it's drawing attention to, I think, Joe, is that when you try to buck up against the Bidens or the Democratic Party, you wind up in jail or something bad happens to you. And that's what's becoming more noticeable than the Ashley book, you know, the diary. Because who would have thought of that? That happened a couple years ago.
I mean, oh my God. I mean, again, here you got a guy, I'm going to say allegedly so nobody gets nuts with me. So according to his daughter's diary, he allegedly was getting in the shower with her, not once, not twice, but on a fairly regular basis. And she claims that she was being hypersexualized at a young age. You see how he touches and handles young girls when they come to the White House or they're involved in an event that has to do with the White House or Joe Biden. You would think his handlers would be so close to him, they wouldn't even let him raise his hands when he's around a young girl. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, well, he's creepy.
Yeah.
Allegedly.
I mean, can you imagine if the diary came out and it said that Donald Trump took showers with his daughter?
Well, my God. Remember when they tried to make that whole thing about him having a relationship with his daughter just because
of the girl? Oh,
yeah. You know, it's just, we'll have to get Dr. B on the line, but it's called projection.
Well, look at, I mean, can you imagine that his daughter is extremely pretty, you know? And the man just says, you know, if I wasn't her dad, you know, I'd go for her kind of thing. That's really? Is that really that bad? Help me out here.
You know, the left thinks that way. I think that they're very close. And one of the reasons that attracted me to President Trump is that I think he loves his kids. And I don't think that it's, I don't think he wants America to fail because his children live in America. And his he loves his children. And they love him. And to kiss your daughter or your son or whatever, I don't think that the left can, they don't even understand what that is because they're so.
No, I would, look at, I'm with it.
It has nothing to do with looks.
All right, we got
to
go.
It has to do with closeness.
We got to go for a break. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. A lot more with Joe and Sonia when we return.
In my opinion.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
U.S.
USA News Update. According to a recent report from Microsoft, the Chinese government is running counterfeit social media profiles, posing as U.S. voters and inquiring about their opinions on American political matters. The analysis from Microsoft's Threat Analysis Center said there's been a gradual rise in these fabricated accounts. The U.S. has no intentions of conducting an independent inquiry into the deaths of seven aid workers in Gaza.
The investigation that they concluded was an independent investigation. It was done by an agency of the Israeli government that does not report directly to the IDF chain of command.
It's National Security Council spokesman John Kirby. The possibility of cloud cover remains a concern along the path of totality for Monday's total solar eclipse. According to the latest forecast from the National Weather Service, people from Texas through Arkansas and potentially Ohio, Northwest Pennsylvania, and Western New York may have clouds. John Schaefer, USA News.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Been established that persons who have recently died have been returning to life and committing acts of murder.
You know this man.
Go ahead. Make my day.
You know, Soldier was just talking about real men. And then that pops up. I'm Joe Messina, Sonja Schmidt, your co-host for tonight.
And you better not have me on video, because I told you, you saw
you
me.
Are you picking your teeth again? I mean, seriously, this is getting old.
You saw me earlier today. I went to the dentist yesterday.
Yeah.
And they pumped me full of so many deadening serums. And then my face, my lips blew up. I look like a puffer fish.
Oh, God. No, so you didn't. You did not. You looked like you were in pain, but you did not look like a puffer fish.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, God.
I was putting ice on my face all morning, and it's gone down a bit. Tomorrow I should probably be normal, but I forget that I'm allergic to that stuff.
Well, I don't know. Listen, with all due respect, I'm not so sure you'd ever be normal. You know, people wish that for me too. It doesn't quite work out well for them.
Yeah, you'd be somewhat normal.
Yeah. So listen, speaking of abnormal, Hollywood, yeah, again, my disdain for entertainment is yes. Jimmy Kimmel. He is, it's like the obsession, and truly, they are obsessed with Trump. And the obsession with the lack of reality or fantasy in their lives is amazing. He is on a rage and a rampage, and he can't understand why Trump is polling so much better than Joe Biden in all the swing states. Uh-huh. The new Wall Street Journal poll, so it's not one of those right-wing polls, confirms it. And being that typical Hollywood, excuse me, nut job with Trump derangement syndrome, he's consumed by the hatred, and it's all he can talk about. And then he talks to his people like they're garbage. You know, like, what's wrong with you people? Because this isn't just Republicans. This is Democrats and independents that are going to vote for him.
How about blacks and Latinos?
What's that?
How about blacks and Latinos?
Yeah.
They're also jumping on the Trump train. So,
yep.
So first of all, Jimmy Kimmel ain't the brightest bulb on the tree.
Oh, no kidding. Yes.
When when I think of Brainiacs, Kimmel's name doesn't come up. So that's number one. And the other thing that I just want to mention is that Bill Maher, who's every once in a while makes sense. He's starting to... every once in a while he makes sense. But recently he says, is Trump his guy? No, but he certainly gets why people are attracted to his message and what he's doing. So not all of Hollywood is brain dead, Bill Maher being one of them. I bring up Charlamagne to you on occasion, who's a huge voice in the black community. He has a very popular morning show called The Breakfast Club.
Yep.
Every once in a while, Charlamagne gets it. He did a major interview with Candace Owens recently. People are starting to get it. But there is something that is very realistic called Trump derangement syndrome.
Oh, it's real. No question.
It's real. We saw that with Bush. Remember, we used to say it was Bush derangement syndrome.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but not with the vitriol and the hatred that they have towards Trump.
This is insanity. And you've seen more and more articles propped up. I've said this for years, but now it's being co-signed by therapists, psychologists, and otherwise that are saying this is sort of a mental illness that these people have on the left when it comes to their illogical thinking and their Trump derangement syndrome. So Kimmel, I think, falls in that category.
Yep.
And he's such a numbnut. I whatever he says, who cares? He's such a low weight.
If you go back and because I love watching the old Carson monologues, and a lot of times I'll go, when they have an old-time comedian on there, I'll go watch. But when you listen to his monologues, they also make fun of politicals. You know what I mean?
Absolutely, presidents and everything.
But there was never this kind of hatred and the nastiness behind it. Do you know what I'm saying?
There was not a mental illness behind it. Right now, and I have a sound clip that I'm going to send to you with a conservative comic named Jim Brewer.
Oh, I've heard of him.
You know Jim? Okay. Yeah. And he's doing a whole routine about Trump derangement syndrome, and he says it's demonic, and he starts to go into this whole routine where you can hear him, you know, like they're spewing. So I don't know that they can see themselves and see how it's so irrational. It's so weird. Like, I really don't like Biden. I think he's straight up from the devil.
Yeah, but we don't hate.
But I don't. Yeah,
we don't hate like they do. Like Clinton, okay? I mean,
yes.
Obama, Joe.
Yeah, absolutely. Do you know how hard that was for me to talk negatively about the first black president? But the fact of the matter is I knew who community organizers were.
You
I
called
knew
it.
Who this guy's policies were, and I had to speak out. It wasn't fun for me, but it wasn't because I had some sort of mental disorder. What they have now, because I can guarantee you, you ask the average Trump hater why they hate Trump, they
don't know.
One-liner.
They don't know.
They'll give you a one-liner. He's a racist. Okay, what did he say that's racist? Yeah,
exactly.
Is that the immigrants were... No. And then they get mad at you. So that's been my... And I know you say be informed, be engaged, have the facts. Here's the fact. There are certain people on the left, folks, you ain't going to be able to engage in, and you have to let them go. What is that line? That scripture in the Bible that says,
You speak the truth to them, I think it's three times, and then you knock the dust off your sandals, and you go, okay,
dust off
you're on your own.
Bye. Bye, Felicia. Live under this. Yeah. And that's what we're living under right now, is like, you guys, the sad thing is, you know, I've said this before, but I just wish that they could live under their own rules. I'm happy to give them California as much as I love it. I've been here my whole life. It's a beautiful state. But to be honest, or at least Southern California, if liberals want to have it, take it. Take it. And, but you don't
well,
get
we'll get it back in a short period of time.
Nope.
Right?
No. They got to
wipe themselves out. They'll wipe the state out. And we won't.
Exactly. But they can't have our military.
Nope.
Can't have the police because they've said defund that. Yep. They hate the military, so they don't. They can't have oil or trucks or anything else that's bringing goods and services to the. They can't have any of that because they don't survive, people. I so want to see that. If that were a TV show that I could actually pitch and get done, that's the show.
Yep. I'm with you. I look at all of that. And anyway. And
Jimmy Kimmel and all them freaks can go down with them.
All those nighttime people like that. You just go, can you just entertain us? Because you kind of blow away half your audience.
That's why I tell you have to take Charlemagne more seriously, because you do remember when most of the young people were getting their news and information from Jon Stewart. Well, if Charlemagne takes over the Jon Stewart was brought back into the night show. Now Charlemagne fills in for him. So that's going to be a major voice for a lot of people, and they tend to do that. If you watch carefully, they tend to do that during election time.
Mm-hmm.
So you got to take this guy seriously. I think he's a little conflicted.
Well, I think with the clip you played on another show that we're on, you know, I said he was right on with it. Why he had to interject certain things
for his audience,
probably.
Yes.
But, I mean, man, just on it with some of the things he was saying.
Absolutely. And he's a smart guy. I think he's a seeker, to be honest. And I know people who do business with him, and I'm not mad at him at all. I think he is a seeker. Okay. But I don't think he's seeking in all the right areas. But
all right. We'll be back in a minute. We got to go, you know, but we're going to talk about RFK when we come back and what the DNC is doing to him. Don't go far.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now. To get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at mysolarbackup.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You live here?
Yes.
Well, maybe you know what a zombie is.
When a person dies and is buried, it seems there's certain voodoo priests who have the power to bring him back to life.
Horrible.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own. You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I'm just enjoying the beat. We're back. Joe, it is just something about some of this music that I have to sit there and go, yeah, that's really cool. Let it play out a little bit, you know? Joe Bucina, your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. Let me bring her on. Sonia Schmidt is my co-host every Friday. Always appreciate her time with me. And Sonia, the music makes a difference, doesn't it? Come on, say yes.
Sure it does, but I have to tell you, there is something that's still wonky about our connection, and I don't hear it. So.
Oh, you don't?
No, still I don't. So if your toe is if your toe is tapping, I'm just not.
You have no clue. Got it. All right. Let me see what I can do with that. Hey, I told you when we come back, we were going to talk about Robert Kennedy. And the reason is that the Democrats are working overtime to shut him up. Okay? And he recently did went to a rally and was well attended, probably better attended than Joe Biden's rally.
I was gonna say, I bet.
I would go to one too, just to hear. I know him. You know, I know what he stands for, but there were people outside with posters all over the place. Okay. And, you know, when they did the interviews of these people, what you come to find out is that they were paid. You ready for this one? They were able to prove that they were paid by the DNC to be out there. And RFK, he had Jr., he says he had the best line. And he said, this is hilarious. He said, I think this is the first time. Since, you know, my father and my uncle, he said, I think this is the first time the Democrat Party actually really did something for people that were out of work.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Right? I mean...
That's hilarious.
He said, look it, my family was known, and even with the negatives with the Kennedy clan, they were known for fighting for rights for you know, the little guy, so to speak, and fighting for voting rights.
Democrats were not this is a different time. Democrats were not the same sort. They weren't Marxists.
No, and that's what he's saying. Think about this guy. He's a target for these people, and he's saying that out loud. Joe Biden won't give him any kind of Secret Service help or support, and there are people in his own family that is speaking against him.
That's hilarious. That's a great line that he did.
Oh, yeah.
I hope it came funny. Well, yeah. You know my thing about him. I just think he's a great-looking old guy. He works out, and they get after him about taking roids, but it's like, whatever he's doing, do it, baby, because he looks great.
He was talking about how his family and the Democrat Party have fought for everybody's right to vote, right? And right now that has a whole different meaning in the Democrat Party. And he said, the funny thing about it is they're trying to squelch your right to vote for me. They're spending all kinds of money to keep me off of ballots in many states.
He's going to expose some stuff that the Democrats are not ready for. And I hope that he has the money to afford his own security detail. Because, as you know, Biden is, and Biden's going, well, I have nothing to do with this. You're going to go. You know, whoever is in charge, I hope that Robert Kennedy Jr. gets his own security detail, knowing the history of what's gone on with his family.
Yep.
He should be afraid, be very afraid, to quote a movie.
Yep. No, I agree with you. Again, you look at that. And for no other reason, we know the history of his family. I don't care whether you like that family or not. I said it when Obama was president. There's no reason for us to wish ill, physical ill on these people, for them to be hurt or killed or anything along those lines. There are other ways that you can come against them without being physical with them.
But isn't that odd that that we're even having this conversation about Robert F. Kennedy Jr. and then even Tucker and some other people have brought that scenario up about Trump. How much are we, what are we thinking about the Democrat Party that we're going, offing these people is on the table?
Right. Oh my God. You're so right.
No? I mean,
Well, you know what? I've seen two interviews now, not by the same person, but two interviews. And both of them had to do with the RFK, John F. Kennedy assassination. And both of them said the same thing. The reason that Trump ultimately did not release the report of John F. Kennedy's shooting, he said it would have shook this nation to its core.
I think
the
so.
CIA was very involved.
So interesting that you said that, because I was like, what happened to that? He was going to open that whole chapter, and then it disappeared.
Yeah, and I believe that. I believe if you know his character and you know what he's all about,
buddy.
You see him looking at that and saying, I'm not so sure the American people are ready for this. You know, and there's many who know how deep the deep state is and how bad it is.
Well, here's my year, Joe. I just have to tell you that I was kind of a super, you know, American flag-waving, patriotic, apple pie, hot dog-eating girl. And I have to tell you that my eyes are so wide open to all the dirt now. I am very open to hearing about and understanding that we ain't perfect either. We do our stuff, and...
No kidding.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff that's going on. We have a big row to hoe here for Americans that you say get engaged, get involved in it. We have a lot of places to go.
I totally, look at, coming from a mafia-infested neighborhood, let's be frank about it, right? I saw these things happen. You knew that they were happening. You know, people wanted to advance, and people wanted to open up a store, or people were having trouble with the planning department. It was very easy to make it go away, if you know what I mean, right?
Right.
And so it's not surprising, and we knew it back then, not surprising to know how embedded, how deep the deep state is, and all of that. So it's not unfathomable. I mean, I joke, and you know it. I don't mean it this way, but I always say, you know, some people, they're just too white. You know, I mean, everything is, you know, two and a half kids, white picket fence, a dog, and that's the family. Well, no, actually, it's not like that for everybody, you know?
No. And I like to think that way, and this is my year of going, you know what, I'm understanding more about people and about nature and about... you know what? We ain't clean. When you look at how the FBI and the CIA and all that's been corrupted, we are so not clean. And I'm telling you, we were talking earlier about a mutual friend of ours who doesn't necessarily identify himself as being Republican. I stopped being a Republican and quote-unquote Republican years ago during the McCain era. And it's like, I didn't like the way they were behaving. I don't like the feckless manner and what they do. And I don't like how they have their hands in the cookie jar just as deep as the Democrats do.
Yep.
So, no, I don't call myself that. I don't identify myself as a Republican. If that ticks you off, sorry. But just to say, I think that the Republican views on life and liberty and all that on paper are exactly what I believe in, but they haven't been living up to their responsibility.
Oh, no. No question. And if you recall, you and I have talked about this for years. We've known each other for years, and I keep saying, you know, everybody gets all excited when they think we're going to have the house, and you sit there and you go, well, it doesn't mean jack.
What does that make? Right.
It doesn't mean anything. When those guys go in there, you know, something gets sucked into their brains, and they don't really vote the way they say they were going to vote. They don't do what they say they were going to do.
That's the same as in Hollywood, and I can sort of understand that because I know what Hollywood is like. You want to be a part of the party, the parties. You want to get invited to stuff. You want to be liked. You want to move on to the next job. I get it. But you know what? We didn't vote you in for that.
Yeah. I did not vote you in to get along. I voted you in to make a difference. I voted you in to stop the craziness that you agree with. I mean, most of these guys will tell you they agree with you.
You got elected. Right. Yep. You got elected. So quickly before, I know we got to go soon. Who do you think Trump's VP pick is going to be?
Oh, God.
Or the best. Either who do you think it's going to be or who do you think the best one would be?
Actually, you're going to laugh at me, and I know my wife's going to come here and hit me with a baseball bat.
I hope so.
Thanks so much for protecting me. No, I think somebody like a Tulsi Gabbard would do well.
I like her. You know? I do, too.
I think she's made, you know, a lot of people go, oh, my God, she's been a Democrat all her life. How could you possibly say that?
I know. I get their concerns.
But wait a minute. Ronald Reagan was a diehard Democrat.
Well, look at Trump is not the strongest. He didn't come along as the strongest.
I know, right? I mean, seriously. And look at how many guys that we have are registered Republicans or people we have, and they totally act like liberal Democrats. So don't give me that.
She's so strong.
I ain't buying her.
So what? But word on the street is Tim Scott, and I'm just Tim Scott.
He's got advisors telling him he needs to put a little color in his campaign, and I'm going, no, you don't.
No. You know? With his imaginary
all right. Girl. Yeah, we got to go. Yeah, no, it's the girl that came in the frame. That's not imaginary. So, all right, guys, you find Sonia here every Friday with me. God bless, Sonia. Have a great weekend. Enjoy yourself. Stay dry.
All right, we'll talk soon.
All right. Joe Messina, your host. Got a lot more coming up after the break. Dwayne The Rock Johnson. Well, he's changing his political views pretty quick. We'll talk about that when we come back in the next hour.
Right now.